Today's daf in Maseches Shabbat, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, is daf Kuf Lamed Beit, and we're holding on Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beit at the bottom. So, the last thing that we learned was Mila v'chol machshireha dochinat haShabbat, Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. By the way, good way to remember this daf, as we'll see, is that any Ben Brit is a member of a very special club, and that's daf Kuf Lamed Beit, and we're going to see, we're going to darshan all of the Lashonas that imply the club of Mila. So remember, that's Reb Eliezer de Mila's Limudim, for how we know that Mila and all of its Makshirim are Deicha Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, okay, we went through yesterday all kinds of different dinim about Sukkah and about Lulav and about Matzah and about the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. Oh my gosh, how do we know Mila though? So we finally get around to asking, where in the world is Reb Eliezer's drasha? Obviously, he can't just learn it out from any of the things that we spoke about yesterday, because the very same questions that we asked yesterday and the way we were deich, and oh, you can't learn out from there, we would apply to Mila too, such as we can't learn it out from the Omer Shtei Alechem because that's Tzorach Gavoa, and we can't learn it out from something where it's matzah that's chayav also women, and we can't learn it out from something that requires Arba Minim, etc., etc. So where do we know it from? So Imi Kula Gama, no way, Kiri Amrina. Not to mention the fact that even if you did work out a way around the various ways that we were able to be docha yesterday, there's one solid difference, okay? Every single example that we brought yesterday, where things are docha according to Rebbe Eliezer, the Makshiri, they all share one incredibly important variable. If you don't do them now, you can't ever do them. Now, that's not true by Mila. If you don't do Mila today, you could do Mila tomorrow, and you could do Mila for the rest of his life. So there, Imavar Zmana Batla. You can't bring the Shtei Alechem tomorrow. You can't bring the Omer tomorrow. You can't sit in the Sukkah tomorrow, because if you did, it wouldn't be today's Mitzvah of Sukkah. It would be tomorrow's Mitzvah of Sukkah. V'chulei v'chulei. Mashenken over here, there's one Mitzvah of Mila. So where then does Rebbe Eliezer know? Ah, he knows it from the Pasuk, Uvayom HaShmini. Imo besar lato, and that extra ubayom, because remember, I don't need ubayom. This is all part of a running narrative about Isha, that's Yoledet, and the whole din of Tmeya Shivat Yamim, and then all you need to say ubashmini. And on the eighth, after those Shivat Yamim, so that means that the Pasuk is coming to tell me, bayom, I don't care what day it is. It's even on Shabbos. So you'll say, but wait a minute. I mean, that only tells me Mila. How does it tell me Machshirei Mila? Well, we're going to see later on that according to Rebbe Eliezer, we have Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai that tells us that Mila is Deicha Shabbos. We don't need the Pasuk for that. Ask the Gemara, okay, if that's the case, Mila should be the model and we can learn everything else out of Mila. So later, Anach V'Lig Mormine. Ah, because Mila has also its own very special tzat chumra, the ikal mifrach mala mila shekein nichretu aleha shlosh esrei britot. There's nowhere else that we have to call a Torah kula, as the Rambam points out. We only have shlosh britot, and on mila alone we have shlosh esrei britot. The Rambam actually lists every single one of the psukim that mentions those britot, just to show you the impact of the way in which the Torah is makshiv the mitzvah of Mila. So obviously, if I knew that Mila v'makshirim is Deicha Shabbos, there'd be no way that I could apply that to just any old mitzvah in comparison to Mila. Anyway, but look, I mean, it's clear, one thing is clear, nobody disagrees that Mila is Deicha Shabbos. The only question that we discuss in the Mishnah is the machlok is about whether makshirei Mila are Deicha Shabbos, right? But Mila gufa, divrei hakol Deicha Shabbat, minolan. So how come everybody's agreed on that? Omar Ula, well, that's halacha l'moshe MiSinai. And indeed, says Rav Yitzchak, that's halacha l'moshe MiSinai. Ask the Gemara, how can it be a halacha l'moshe MiSinai if we learn out the din of pikuach nefesh from the din of Mila? It says, Minayin le pikuach nefesh edochet haShabbat. So Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, look, it's very simple. Mila basically fixes only one organ of 248 organs of a body. And that itself is enough to be Deicha Shabbos. So obviously, if you're going to lose everything, pikuach nefesh, of course it would be Deicha Shabbos. Now, the problem is that if indeed the din that Mila Gufa is Deicha Shabbos is known from a halacha l'moshe MiSinai, then you can't use it to make a kal v'chomer. Because these hagadat halacha, then kal v'chomer mi halacha miati. It's obvious that this entire limud was predicated on an understanding that Mila is Dorech Shabbos that was not based on halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Otherwise, we would not be allowed to learn out a halacha, a kal v'chomer from it. Because the din is that the yud gimel midot, shatora nidreshet mehem, apply to the Torah bichtav. They do not apply to the Torah Shabbat Peh. You cannot make something that came as a halacha and say, well, it's a Xereshav, it's a Kavachomer, it's a Ma'atzah. There's no such thing. That's the whole point. It was given as a specific halacha. How do we know that? Because Vatanya, Omar lo Rabbi Elazar, Akiva, Etzem Kisorim Etame, that is a din of halacha l'mesh mi-Sinai. You're trying to learn out that Ravi is dumb, is a kal v'chomer. The question over there was, how do we know that a nazir has to be megaleach and start as nazirut over again if he was exposed to a revi'is dam from a mace? Maybe just the mace. So Rabbi Akiva says, well, I mean, even if he was exposed to one tiny bone, which is the size of a seorah, that is metame. And it's metame the nazir that I know from halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. So it's a kal v'chomer that Ravi is dam, which is metame ba'ohel. And remember that an etzem kisaora is not metame ba'ohel. It's only metame b'maga, and therefore it's much less chomer. So obviously the Ravi is dam is going to be metame the nazir, and he has to start over again. But Akiva, you're wrong, because ein danin kavachomer mehalacha. So if this mila is a halacha, how do we learn out pikuach nefesh of the body as a whole from mila, which is halacha l'mesh mi-Sinai? Ela Amar Rabbi Elazar, you know what? It's a gzeirah shava. The Torah says ot by Shabbat, ki oti beni, and so on. And it says vayala ot brit by Mila. And therefore, the Torah compares the two to tell me the din of Mila is b'Shabbat. Says the Gemara, how could it be a real gzeirah shava? If it were, then we should learn out that you can make tefillin on Shabbat. Because the din is that oat obviously is said on tefillin, right? I mean, it's oat ha'yadecha. Why isn't that Dorech Shabbos? Ela atya brit brit. Okay. That wasn't the real gzeirah shava. I made a mistake. You can't make up a gzeirah shava on your own. So the real one is that was said halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, is it's the brit, the doratam, brit olam, and obviously shlosh esrei britot, we said amila, and that is what compares them. And that doesn't appear by tefillin. Wait a minute. So then, if that's the case, if the person that you want to be doche Shabbos for is a gadol, it says brit, and if that's the case, why are we not doche Shabbos for a gadol? So this makes no sense. Because it says, Arel Zachar Asher Lo Yimol Et Brit Yefer. So that can't be the right one either. Okay, fine. It's not. You know what the real one was? Dorot. It says, Dorotam Brit Olam, Ben Shmanat Yamim Yimolachem, L'Dorotechem. That's the same Lashon. That's the reason. No, that's not the reason either, but it's not a good Gzeirah Shavah, because if it were, then by Tzitzis, where it also says Dorot, so why isn't tzitzis Dorech Shabbos? I never heard of anybody saying that tzitzis should be Dorech Shabbos. So what happened? Al kanfei bigdeihem l'dorotam is not good enough? Then it's only good by Mila? So that's not in either. Ela Amar Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak. You know what it is? I'll tell you why everybody's getting confused over here. I mean, obviously, they're not making up these things at random, okay? There is a Gzeirah Shavah, but it's the rare example of a multiple Gzeirah Shavah. So what we have over here is where you have a conjunction of all of the above, then you've got brit, and you've got ot, and you've got dorot, and you've got that both in two places and only two places, in Shabbat and in Mila, and that's it. Mashenkin, all the others may share one of these gzeirah shavas. That's not enough. The gzeirah shava is only where there's a complete match of all of the three words. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan says that's not the mocker. The mocker is biyom. It does not have to say Biyom at all. It could have said Ubashmini, because we're talking about Biyom. Shivat Yamim, Kimedi Data, Titma, etc., etc. So that's all that you say. You, Rabbi Elazar, Eliezer, you were using that Biyom to tell me Makshirei Mitzvah, right? Because you have the halacha l'moshe Sinai that you're being mavaseh mila itself. I say, for those of us who don't have that luxury, we use your diuk of biyom to tell me that shmini is doche Shabbos. Biyom, whatever the yom is, even if it's Shabbos. That's the makor. If you're going to tell me that wherever it says an unnecessary biyom, so then every mechusrei kapora, which is talking about Shivat Yamim and so on, and then Bayom HaShmini, Yavi, whatever his korbanos are, you could just say Ubashmini, so this Yom is all extra. So why isn't every Mechusar Kippurim Docha Shabbos with his korbanos? And we know perfectly well that no personal korban is Docha Shabbos, so it can't be me Bayom. What are you going to say to that? I'll tell you what the pshat is over here. Says Rabbi Yochanan, oh, wait. I know that I need that one, because that comes to tell me, biyom velo belayla, it's not unnecessary. You need to know you can't bring that korban in the nighttime. I understand. And mila, we also need to know you don't do mila in the nighttime. Ahu mi ben shmonat yamim nafka. That I can learn out from yamim. Shmonat yamim, why is it stressing yamim to tell me it's only during the day? Oh, really? So then I know exactly the same thing by the Mechusrei Kapora, by Yom Tzavoto. It says over there that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzava all of the korbanos. Yom Tzavoto et Bnei Yisrael, from which we learn that every korban is only brought in the daytime, which includes the Mechusrei Kapora. So I'm back to the question I had on you, sir. If you're telling me that Biyom, where it's not necessary for something else, is telling me even on Shabbos, why in the world is a Mechusrei Kippurim not Docha Shabbos? Biyom HaShmini. That's bad news. No, it's not, says Rabbi Yochanan. Because even though I learned it out from Biyom Tzavoto, I must know the halacha of the dinim of Yom HaShmini. Why? Well, you'll remember that there's one of the Yud Gimel Midas, Shatera Nidreshet Pehem, is that something that was part of a klal, the Yatsa Min HaKlal, if it's no longer going to follow the Inyonim of the klal, so then the point is that it remains outside of that klal until the Torah puts it back into the klal. Otherwise, you can't learn it. So a davar sheyatzah min haklal lidon bedavar hachadash, I ata reshai lachziro leklalo ad sheyachzireno hakatuv bemefurash. Correct? Okay. Now let me ask you something. Are there other korbanos where you have to bring something and the Torah says, well, but if you can't afford it, it's okay. I'll give you a different korban. They're all mechusrei kippurim korbanos. And because of that, they are not similar to the other korbanos. So even though all other korbanos I know from Biyom Tzavoto, I need to know Biyom with all of these mechusrei kippurim. Why? Because sal kadatecha minohel v'chos rachmona leilatu yibidalut. If you're allowed to be a cheapo and buy a cheaper korban, so then belayla nami leite, maybe you should be allowed to bring it even in the nighttime, and we should be doicha the nighttime. Kamash malan, that it says, therefore, Biyom. No, it's got to be during the day. Maskev Loravina, I don't understand. So then you should say the same thing about every psul. How do you know that a czar is possible? That does explain that's not a serious question because it says Kohen in every one of them. But we just usually throw in czar with onain and so on. So let an onain be kosher. No, you understand. Once Achi Yachzirenu Akatubim Furash means once the Torah actually gives it the din of the rest of the klal, in this case of korbanos, in any one issue, then it becomes part of the normal klal. Now, it did give you that. How is it part of any one issue? Belayla. It's possible Belayla because it's Biyom. Okay, so then it's possible Zarva Onin also. So therefore, I don't have that question at all. Hadrikra. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, I got another drush. I say it's from the word Shmini. Shmini means whenever the eighth day works out, it's the din. And I don't care if the eighth day works out on Shabbos. I understand. What do you mean? That's not what Shmini means. Shmini means on the eighth day and not on the seventh day, okay? I mean, I need to know that it's Biyom HaShmini, don't I? No, because it says Ben Shmonat Yamim. fine. So if it would say ben shmonat yamim, I don't need shmini, it's not true. Because I would have thought that all that that means is once a child becomes 8 days old, now you do milah. Whenever. 9th day, 10th day, when it's convenient, and you know, at this point, you're chayav to do the milah, and there's no inyan of a special mitzvah that's nogea dafka, yom hashmini. So therefore, I need two. I need one drasha to tell me prior to the 8th day, that's not the zman of milah at all. And I need to know the 8th day and only the 8th day gives you all the dinim of milah, kizmana and kemitzvasa. So one, I need to know chad lemut eshvi v'chad lemut eteshi, because if it only said one, let's say ben shmonat yamim, saf amina shvi udalo, that means you can't do it before the 8th day. But that's because the lo matazimne, it's not yet a din of arelus. Avon mishmini ve'elach, once the child is defined as an orel, so then whenever, that's the zman. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is doing very well and has stood up against all of these attacks. El Bachvarta, Ked Rabbi Yochanan, the best way is to take the original drasha, the Bayom, just like Rabbi Eliezer had it, and Rabbi Yochanan uses it, and therefore we don't have to go along with these Shmonas Yomer, which creates problems. Tanya Kavasi, the Rabbi Yochanan, we actually have a Braita that teaches the drasha exactly as Rabbi Yochanan said it and not the way Rabbi Acher bar Yaakov said it. And the Braita goes like this. Shmini means Yimol Afilu B'Shabbat. Really? Yes. What is that? Doesn't it say Mechalala Mot Yumat? Mechalala Mot Yumat. What does that mean? All other things except for Mila. How do you know to look at it like that? Maybe we should say, actually, it includes Mila. And when it says in the Pasuk, you got to be mal on the 8th day, that only comes to tell me in cases where the 8th day isn't Shabbat. So how do you know? And therefore, the Braita concludes exactly like Rabbi Yochanan. Talmud lomar bayom. It's from the word bayom and not from the word shmini. And bayom means afilu b'Shabbat. And therefore, ma ani mekayem mechalalea mot yumat b'shar melachot chutz b'mila. That would have to be saying other things, anything besides mila. But Mila would be Docha. That would be the Pshat. What does this kind of stuff mean? When you introduce something and you say, well, after all, it says Shmini, Afilu B'Shabbat, and B'Chalaleh Mot Yumat is anything besides Mila. And then you say, well, actually, maybe not. Maybe Shmini is only when it's not Shabbat because of B'Chalaleh Mot Yumat, and Shmini is only when it's not Shabbat. Yes, thank you very much. So why didn't you think of that in the first place, like any idiot would? I mean, obviously, there's a thought process here in which you're introducing something, and then you're attacking the assumptions that were made to make those conclusions initially, and therefore you come out with a need for a new makor. I mean, but when you do this, whenever a braita does this, it's expecting you to work out what are the stages. What was the Tana thinking initially, and why did he reject it? So therefore, says Rava, I'm asking you, Hai Tanami, Koramai Konechli, why in the beginning did it seem to him that it makes more sense to say that Mechalaleh Mot Yumat is referring to anything but Mila, and Shmini is referring to Shabbat, and then all of a sudden he switches and says, no, actually, Mechalaleh Mot Yumat is even referring to Mila, and Shmini is only where it's not Shabbat. What happened? L'besov Maika Kashalet. So let me explain it to you, says Rava. I say that this is the way it went in the Tana's mind, okay? He was thinking like this. Shmini Yimo, that would have to mean Afilu B'Shabbat. And therefore, Mechalaleh Mot Yumat would of necessity be referring to anything but Mila, because it couldn't apply to Mila. Why? Here's what he thought. My time, huh? Because he thought to himself, look, it's a Kal V'Chomer, isn't it? Suppose a Kohen has Tzorah. Or suppose if Yisrael has tzarat, he needs to bring his Korban Pesach. Is he allowed to cut off his tzarat in order to be able to be Torah to eat the Korban Pesach? No. Is a Kohen allowed to cut off his tzarat in order to be able to do the Aveid in the Beis HaMikdash? No. Why? Because it says he shamer b'nega tzarat, right? And that is so chomer that it means too bad for your Korban Pesach and too bad for this Korban, for the Aveid of this Korban, all right? So now the problem is, what's more chomer, huh? If Aveda is Deicha Shabbos, we bring all the korbanos of Tzibur, we bring them on Shabbos, right? And nonetheless, what is the din over here? Mila is doicha that very tzaras, because as we're going to see later on, we have a pasuk that teaches us that if the child has tzaras on the orla, so then it's not a problem. Cut off the orla. What about the yisr of yishamer b'negat tzaras? As a matter of fact, forget about the child. What if an adult who needs mila has tzaras on his orla? Doesn't matter. Cut off the orla. You're going to be over on the yisr of yishamer b'negat tzaras. Pasuk says to do that. Okay. So then that means that mila is strong enough to be docha tzarat, which in turn is strong enough to be docha the avoda, which in turn is strong enough to be docha the Shabbos, right? So then I don't understand. If that would be the case, and we're going to be docha, the avoda is strong enough, I mean, to be docha Shabbos, so kol shekein, if the mila is going to be docha the tzarat, which is docha the Aveda, Kol Shekein Mila will be Deicha the Shabbos, because Aveda is Deicha Shabbos. It's three steps ahead. Now, that was a pretty reasonable assumption. So why did Tana change his mind? Why did he say, or maybe not? Why maybe not? So my O'eno, what's the or maybe not? The or maybe not, I'll tell you what he was thinking. Hodar Omar, then he says to himself, what makes me so convinced that the reason that Tzarat is Deicha the Aveda is because it's Chamur. Who says it's Chamur? I mean, if you ask anybody in the street, what do you think is more Chamur? Tzarat, the Isser of Tzarat, cutting off Tzarat, or the Isser of Michal Shabbos? I mean, there's going to be some guy that's ever going to tell you that, oh, obviously Tzarat is more Chamur? Of course not. He's going to tell you Shabbos has so many Chumrits, and it's a Chi of Skila, and it's got so many Yisurim in the Torah, and Laman Yanuach, Shorcha, V'chamor, I mean, come on, what's the comparison? You know what? Maybe the guy in the street is right. Now, insofar as the technicality is concerned, that Mila will be Deicha Aveda, that Tzaras, I'm sorry, is Deicha Aveda, it's not because Tzaras is Chomer to be Deicha the Aveda. It's because as long as the guy has Tzaras, he's not right to do Aveda. And there's no particular way for him to get rid of the Tzaras now and be right for Aveda. Let's say he says, oh my gosh, who is going to be able to do this Aveda if not for me, the Kohen, and unfortunately I have Tzaras. Away, Tzaras. Okay, and now he takes the Tzaras away. Is he able to do the Aveda? No. He's still going to be Tomei. He's still going to need to wait until he gets Tzaras. So the guy says, but wait, in another 7 days I will be able to do the Aveda. We're never Deicha something for what isn't in front of you. How do you know you'll even be alive in 7 days? It's ridiculous. And therefore, the reason that Tzaras is Deicha the Aveda has nothing to do with the Chumra of the Tzaras. It has to do with simply an ancillary effect of the fact that the Gavra Huda Lo Chazi. In which case, I no longer have any basis for my entire brilliant Kavach Omer, and that it's got to mean, if it wouldn't be for that extra pasuk, it's got to mean that Shmini is Afilu B'Shabbos. No. So then maybe Mani Mikayim Shmini Yimol is Dafka not on Shabbos. That's why I need the new pasuk, Tamud Lomar Bayom Afilu B'Shabbat. Now, let's get to that question of our assumption that Mila is Docha Tzarat. How do we know that? So turn around. Mila is dochet atzarat. Whether it's the mila of a child or the mila of an adult. But Yom Tov, as far as Yom Tov is concerned, ain a dochet la bismana bilvat. Even Yom Tov, mila is only dochet if it's biyom hashmini. So how do we know this? The turn around. It says in the posek, yimol besar arlato. That seems to be saying, Afalpi Shiyesham Baharat, even if on that Orla there is one of the Negat Sarat, nonetheless, you are going to still have to go ahead and be Mal the child. Bayom Hashmini, Imo Psarlato. Why does the Torah say he shamer ben Negat Sarat? Be very careful, Lishmor mode, and make sure you don't cut it off. That's talking about anywhere else except on an Orla. How do you know? Maybe it means that here we're going through the same thought process, right? How do I know? Actually, maybe it's the other way around. Maybe he shomer b'negat tzaras means even on an orla, umani mikayem yimol b'sar alato. And when then does the Torah say And on that eighth day, you should be Yimo Besarot or Bechlal and a Gadol. You should be Yimo Besarot. That's only if there's no Baheret on the Orla, because otherwise you can't cut it off. Talmud Lomar, that's why the Torah uses the extra word Basar. Basar, you could have said Orla to. So the Basar Orla to means even if that Basar is the same Basar as Ish Kieba or Bisaro, Nenegat Sarat, take it off, I don't care, because we need to achieve this Mila. Omar Rava, so says Rava, okay, I don't understand the narrative here either. I mean, what was the Tanna thinking originally when he said, well, obviously it's referring to any place except Mila. And then he said, no, actually, maybe not. Maybe it's referring to Mila, and the only time that you're chayev to do Mila is if there's no Aveira Vishamar Benegatzarat, and then he comes up with the other pasuk Basar. I mean, I like, what happened over here? What was he thinking originally? Why was it Nechale? And then why all of a sudden did he change his mind in the end and say the opposite and needed a new pasuk? So let me explain it to you here too, because I understand what's going on over here. I say like this. Look, initially, the Tana was thinking like this. Okay, come on. When it says Yimo Basar Lato, that has to mean even if there is a baheret on the orla that will be removed, uman imikayemi shamer benegatzarat, that would have to be anywhere but in the case where I have to do mila. But mila, where I have no choice but to cut off this tzarat, I would have to do that. Avo mila dochet tzarat. Why do I make that assumption? Because of the same kal vachomer, based now on the opposite of how we concluded before. And I would say like this, Shabbos, which is obviously more chomer than Mila. We said it's got so many surim and so many issues attached to it. So if Shabbos, which is so chomer from its tzarat, nonetheless, Mila is docha, even Shabbos, as we proved before, so then tzarat, which cannot compare in the Isra of Yishamra b'negat tzaras to the Isra of Lo Taseh Kol Melach on Shabbos, anybody knows that. So then Lo Kol Shekein, so for sure, I should be able to cut off that Orla with a Baharat. So then, and why did he change his mind? Umay e'o eno dekarmar, so why did he say maybe that's not true? Oh, because he actually then realized that maybe we should entertain the thought process of the Tana of the previous Braita. So he said to himself, actually, maybe Tzarat is more Chomer, because Tzarat is Docha Avoda, and Avoda is Docha Shabbos. So in other words, this Tana did not buy into the idea that the reason that Tzarat is Docha the Avoda is simply because Gavra de Lochazia. He learned that it's because of the Chumrah of Tzarat. Talmud Lomar, Bisar, Afapishesham Bahara. That's why we have this extra lotion of Bisar Arlato to tell me I don't care what this flesh is afflicted with, even including a Baharat. Lishnachrina, another way in which this was said was like this. Why did he make the original assumption that Mila is Docha Tzaraz? Because, and it's an essay, Mila is an essay, and he shomer benega tzarat is a lotasa. And the din is that an essay is docha a lotasa. So therefore, obviously, you have to cut off the orla. So then why did he change his mind? Umay el eno dekamra, because then he said, now wait a minute. When do we say that es is docha lotasa? That's only where all you have is a lotasa greta, plain old-fashioned lotasa. So the essay, always the active, is going to be docha, the passive in the Torah. But in this case, the hishamer benega hatzarat is also a mitzvah's assay. It's la sot kichol. And therefore, we have an essay and a lotasa. And therefore, we cannot learn that it should be Doicha the Tzaraz. And one, imikayemi mo b'sar lato, maybe I'll have to say and bite the bullet and say you can only do that if there is no nega tzarat in the orla. But otherwise, you're going to have to leave it until he's cured. Talmud Lomar, that's why I need the pasuk of Basar to tell me afal pishi yesham baharat. Wait a minute, I got a little bit of a problem about this, okay? Because the word Basar does not apply in all cases of Mila, because the word Basar appears twice. One is Arel zachar asher lo yimolet b'sar arlato v'nichrata, right? Is that referring to a child? No, because how can it say v'nichrata? It's ridiculous. That's referring to an adult who never had a milah as a child, and now he's not getting a bris milah, and he dies without milah, so then v'nichrata. Okay, fine. So I understand that an adult, yes, if an adult has a baharet in the orla and he needs a milah, fine, cut off the baharet. Very good. I also know that a katan, where it says ubayom hashmini yimol b'sar lato, a katan on yom hashmini also cut off the baharet. Okay? But how about if he is neither b'yom hashmini mo b'sar lato, nor is he yet a gadol, arel zachar shelo yamul? He's in between. He's already over the eighth day, and he's not yet bar mitzvah. He's got to worry about his own milah. How do I know over there that there's an inyan, if it's not milah bizmana, that you're supposed to cut off a baharet and to be over on Yishomer b'nei gatzarat, huh? So explain that to me. What if he's just in between? So then you don't have a basis, do you? Therefore, ask the Gemara, Tenach gadol dechtibu basar. And Tenach a katan, who's a child of 8 days old, also it says basar. But how about somebody between those two ages? Beinoni minolan. Amar Abaya, I don't need a pasuk for a beinoni, because I can learn it from a mahatzad. If I make a mahatzad, I could say, look, I can't learn it out directly from a gadol, because over there, if he doesn't cut it off, he's going to be onesh kares. I can't learn it out of a katan, because over there, the Torah told me to tell it off, to cut it off, because it's milah bizmana. Fine. But what's the tzad hashava? What's the common denominator between the katan of ben shmenas yomim and the oral zohar is a gadol? The tzad hashava shabem is only one thing. They are people that need a milah, and that milah is docha tzarah. So anybody that needs a milah, I don't care whether he's 9 days old or he's 80 years old. Kohanim olim dochin et hatzarat. Rava says, I think that milah bizmana, that for sure is docha without any pasuk. That I know is a kal v'chomer, which we just said. If Mila is Docha Shabbos, obviously it's Docha Tzorat. And again, Rav Safra, who was the author of the other conversation, he said, how do you know that Shabbos is Chomer? Maybe Tzorat is Chomer because Tzorat is Docha Aveda, and Aveda is Docha Shabbos. To which Rava replied, that's not because it's Chomer. It's simply because of the fact that the Gavra would allow Chazi. Because, like we explained before, what do you mean the gavra lo chazi? Let him cut off that baharet and then let him go ahead and do the avoda. What do you mean he lo chazi? That's the whole point. He's being dochli avoda because he refuses to cut off his orla because he's got a negat saras on it. Or, sorry, he's refusing to cut off his baharet, which could be on his nose, wherever, and then he'd be able to do the avoda. So let him cut it off and then let him do the avoda. No, what good would it do to cut it off? He would still require tefillah. So he doesn't have a chiyuv right now because he won't be able to be either today. So he's mechusar tefillah. Oh, wait. There's an iser v'shomer nega b'nega atzarat even before it becomes tamei. There's lots of nega atzarats that are not tamei, right? I mean, suppose somebody's got a bohak that he needs to be able to show to the kohen. Or suppose it was porach lavan. He's entirely covered. So he's tar, right? Moshe. So he's Tohu, right? So can he do the Aveda? No, he cannot do the Aveda. Why can't he do the Aveda? Because he certainly has a din of a Baal Mum if he's got this kind of mark on him. So cut off the Mum. He's got this big white spot on his nose. Take off the white spot. But it's Usser. Well, the Aveda is very Chomer. So basically what you see is from there that even if he would be Tahor, he still is not allowed to do that. So what are you going to explain that? Over there, the Gavra is Chazit. Therefore, it's got to be a whole different point. Elam Ravashi, the whole question is nonsensical. The din of Esed Docha Lo Taseh would not be Nogea Aveda at all. You know why? Because the idea of Esed Docha Lo Taseh is only in the event that by doing the Aseh, you're over on the lotase, and by doing the lotase, you will then be doing the ase, okay? Which is not the case over here. Where do we say ati asivadochi lotase? Yes. In the case of Mila Bitzarat, were we considering that that's Esalotot, that makes sense. Because the moment that I cut off that Orla, two things are happening. I'm being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mila, and I'm being over at that same instant on the Isser V'Shamer B'Negat Zarat, right? But over here, what are you telling me? First, go ahead and make yourself Roy for the Avodah. And then take a separate act and do the Avodah. Excuse me, that has nothing to do with Esedoch Alosaseh. That's something else entirely. You want to make yourself Roy for the Avodah and then go ahead and do the Avodah. Where does the Torah ever say you could do something like that? Therefore, I stick with what I said before. I give you another example. Tzitzit, okay? You're going to be wearing your tzitzit at our kilayim. Now, that's simultaneous. So I'm going to be over on the Isser of kilayim at the very same moment that I'm being Mekayim in the midst of tzitzis. So that means be'idna dimit aker lav, at the moment that I'm getting rid of that lav and I'm saying, I don't care about the lav, at that moment, come Mekayim the yaseh. But over here, if the Kohen is going to make himself ra'ui, so that be'idna dimit aker lav, lo kamukim asay. Okay, so we have a number of different approaches as to the relationship between the chumras of Aveda, Tzaras, Mila, and Shabbos, which we'll explore tomorrow. But meanwhile, we found out all of the important issues about being a member of the Mila Club on Kuf Lamed Beit. It's got Brit, and it's got Dorot, and it's got Oat. You can't get into a better club than that.